Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Gimel. Pick up on your base and my base by the bottom of the page. Five lines up in the middle of the line. Hello. Says the Gemara, Ella Hada Tanan. But what do you do with the fact that it says in the Mishnah, Kosvin Shtar Lalove Afal Pishain Malvimo? You can go and write a shtar for a borrower, even though the malva, the lender, is not with him. We were discussing yesterday that we're worried that if you go and you write certain things when people aren't over there, that they're going to be a time when they're going to borrow it at one point and only actually say they're going to write the shtar at one point, but only borrow it later. And there could be a 6 months interim or whatever, a month, 2 months, 5 months, 6 month gap. And then in the meantime, the one who borrowed goes and sells a property and then he goes in and lends him the money afterwards, and the guy's going to be gova kilikucho shlo kalacha. But over here, we seem to be saying straightforward that the Mishnah is telling us that what can we do? The Mishnah says in Bava Basra that we can write the shtar for the lova even though the malva is not with him. So says, how could that be? So lechatchila hechi katzvina. How could you write nechah shama kosav lelovos minisan? Maybe you want to borrow it in Nisan. Velo lava atishra, but didn't actually tachas do it till tishra. Vasa lemitzer lekuchos shelo kedin. You're going to take from the lekuchos shelo kedin because it was actually belonged to them, and there's no reason why you should be able to go and take it from them. As that works, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi, turn the page. You give up. Mishtari haknaa. We're talking about when there's a shtar haknaa. That is at the time that it's already, the stuff is now in a case of Keilu has already lent him the money. Says Rashi, Shemakta lo nechasav me'ayom. He's already magnet to him, is nechasav from today. Bein yilve, bein lo yilve. Whether he borrows, he actually lends the money or he doesn't. Yigba mehen la'osaz ma'ayom. It starts from today. Daha Shabbat Nafshe, he was already Mishabbat is himself to such a thing, and therefore there's no problems about worried about maybe they only lent the money later, because even if he did, it's still going to be owed to him. Says Mayhachi, that's true, then Masnisin de Katani im Yeshba and Achrayas Nechasim lo Yachzir. That if there's Nechasim, im Yeshbaim Achrayas, there's a lien on it, you know, for the property, then you don't return that shtar, you're not sure. The Okim, we established, Kishachai Moda, we're talking about the case when the one who owed the money is Moda, that he does owe the money. Mishim Shema Kasav Lovas Benisim Velo Lova Atishrei, Vasim Mitzvah Kuchoshlo Kedin. We're worried that what's going to happen is you're going to go ahead and can be go from the kuchos lo kedin. Why can't you return it? There should be no problem over here because at the time you're writing it, you're leaving it out. You're already been mishabed yourself. Next, let's see. Ibishtar knah. If you're talking about shtar knah, hashabed leinafshi. He's already mishabed himself. Ibishtar deloa knah. If it's a type of shtar that they weren't makning themselves to it, then leka lemechash. Then there's no reason to be worried that the timing was off. If the malva wasn't with him, then you wouldn't even read it in the first place. So the fact that it's written must be that the malva was with him, and therefore it was already mishabit. So there's no issue over here of borrowing it at one of writing the shtar at one point on the money transaction going later. Avasi says, even though it's a shtar with no akna, we don't write it. But our Mishnah, since we have there's a reyesa now, because why? Because the fact that it was lost, and when this is lost, then these are such chashiv documents. If it's lost, it must be like, how do we know this is really done well? Maybe it's a little bit shady. The chashin and delmekri v'kasev, maybe it's only a case where it was written before the loan was actually given, and even though they weren't all together, and they weren't allowed to do it, but they actually did it. And that's why you don't go and give it to them. That is the way that Rav Asi explains this. Abaye says, Edav b'chasumav zachin lo, that the Edim, with their signing, at that point, that already creates this shibud. So even if the loan didn't happen right now, and later, the shib had already begun. Vafilu shtari delav akna. Even in the case where there was no shtar akna, that itself creates his bond. Why do you have to come into this answer? Because he had a problem with Rav Asi's answer. Mishum dekashile. Kevin da amart bishtari delav akna. Since Rav Asi is talking about a case where there was no shtar akna, a regular loan, ki lesi lamalva vade lo kasvinan, and when there's no lender that's there right now, you don't write in the first place. We're not going to be worried. There's nothing to think about that maybe it did happen and it did the wrong thing. I don't like the fact that you read it like that. You're saying the Edom themselves already creates this shibud over here? We learned in the Mishnah, Matzah Gitei Nashim, if someone finds a get of a woman, Shechura Avadim, or you know, an emancipation of slaves, Daitiki, or a will. This is someone who writes on their deathbed. Rashi said, Savos Shchiv Meira. And Matana, or you find a Ishtar Matana, but this is a person who's not sick, someone who's healthy. Vishovrim or Shtar Shovrim, which is a receipt that somebody paid up, Rashi says Piro and Shtar, so don't return it. Shemaksuvim Hayu, maybe they were written in order to, you know, do whatever it's said to do. Vinimlachalayim Shalinitam, and then after they changed their mind, they decided not to go and give them. Vichinimlachalayim Mayhavi, but now the government wants to know. If the person actually changed his mind, said not to give it, then Mayhavi, what's the issue over here? Why can't you go and return it? You say that Adam signing it, the signature itself, is already going to make it that it's going to be acquired. So even if the shtar was not given, it should work from the moment the witness has signed it. And if that's the case, there's nothing wrong with going and returning it to who has to get it. Even if it's true that it was never given. So the Gemara, Hani Mili, what is Abaye talking about? Heichad de kamatuli day. Well, the documents actually made it to the hands of the other person. But if it didn't get to their hands, then even if they're Edom over there, then we don't say that it actually is going to go and create this Shibud. Elamas nisin de katani. What about our Mishnah that says over there, Matzah shtar yichov, yifani shtar yichov, im yish ben mechreis, nechassam lo yachsev, it's in the chayim, nechassam on it, a Shibud, you don't return it. Vokim le kishachay modem, we're talking about a case where he was already modem, the fact that he owes the money, and the reason why you can't return it is because we're worried that maybe it was borrowed, you know, they made up the thing in Nisan, but they only borrowed it in Tishrei. So now, hold on 1 second. Bishlam Rav Asi, it makes sense to go to Rav Asi. The Amar Bishtar Aknaisa. He says we're talking about Bishtar Aknaisa. Moki Lo Bishtar Delav Aknaisa. We could say he's talking about a case where they weren't makna the stuff over to it, and therefore we have a problem. Ukadamina, like we said. Avala Abai, Dama Edom Chasum and Zachan Lo, but the Edom of the Zachan, Ma'ikil Meimar. What are you going to say now? According to him, the contract takes effect immediately as a Shibud of the property. As soon as you have the Edom HaChasim, so there's no problem with returning the document. Amal Chabayim, I would say back, Masnisen Hainu Taima, our Mishnah, Hainu Taima Dechayis Lepiron V'Leknunya. What we're worried about, maybe these two guys are working in cahoots, that really was already paid up, and now this guy's admitting to it, they're pulling a little shtick over here between the one who lent it and the one who borrowed, in order to mess over people that bought the stuff in the meantime. Because let's say Reuven lent money to Shimon, and then in the meantime, Shimon sold property. Reuven can now go to those properties and take them. But let's say Shimon paid up and then sold it, so then there's no Sheiches anymore. But if he gives them the Shtar again, then now it makes those Lekuchos as if they're part of the picture when they're really not. And that's why we don't go ahead and return it, because of that. So as a Gemara, Ulishmuel, Damar Lo Chashin Leperon Klununya, we're not worried about such a Zach ever happening. Mayik Lememer, what about you? What are you going to say? He's not worried about a conspiracy theory over here, so therefore you can go ahead and actually pay up. And you can return the document to him. Why not? Honey, Chai, Savar, Luck, Rabbi Asi, everything makes sense for us. Like, Rabbi Asi, Dhamma, Bishtai, Akna, Muki, Masi, Sam, Bishtai, Dlava, Akna. Ali, Savar, Kabai, if he owes a Kabai, Dhamma, Eid, Machsum, Zachin, Lo, Michael, and Maymar, what are you worried about? The Shibud already started immediately. Shmuel, Moki, Lamastisin, Kishain, Chayev, Moda. Shmuel, the seventh is Lamishta, in a case where the guy who would have been Chayev was not Moda to it. He doesn't admit to the fact that he owes over there. And that's why you can't go return it now to the perspective, the person who maybe was the one who loaned the money, the creditor, because he's not admitting to it. Says Mar Yehachi, if that's really true, ki ein bahen achrayis nechasim amayachse. If there's no achrayim nechasim, why does Mishnah say you can return it? Nihida lo gabi min mishabdei. He won't be taken from mishabdei, but b'nei b'charin make the b'gabi. He's going to take from b'nei charin. So how could it be that you can go and give it back to the creditor, even if the debtor is saying it's not true, it's never happened, he's going to get messed over? Shmuel tameh, damar Shmuel, omer hayu rabbi meir, shtar chov shein bo achrayis nechasim. If you have a shtarchov that there's no, you know, land attached to it, ain't govelom mishabdei flom bnei chari. In such a case, a shtarchov there's no chares nechasim, you can't even get from bnei charin. So he said, I'm not worried about it. What are you worried? He's going to take bnei charin. According to him, he's not able to take bnei charin, and therefore there's no problem to go and return it. The chimei achas cheno gove amayachse. He's not able to do anything with it. He can't even, you know, collect money from it. So then, why is he giving to him in the first place? How's he going to gain? I'm Rabbi Nassim Roshaya lotzer al pitz lochis shel malve. It could be used as a bottle stopper. You could put it over the mouth of the bottle. Unahadre lehu lelove. Let's go and return it to the love, to the one who's not the mouth, but the love. Lotzer al pitz lochis shel love. So he could use it as a bottle cover. Love who? Says the Gemara. It makes sense to give it to the Lovah. Beep, turn the page. He says this never happened in the first place. So, like, why would we give it to him? There's no reason for him to get it. But the creditor was saying that he did give the money. It makes sense, you know. So then, okay, you give it to him because he's actually saying, and then he could use it as a bottle stopper. There's something you can gain from it. Okay, now Amar Rabbi Elazar, Machlokas Bein Chayev Moda. The Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is where the one who is the Chayev would have been the one who's Chayev, where he is B'she'ein Chayev Moda, where he's not admitting to the fact that he owes it. But still, Rabbi Meir says that you're going to return it to the Malve if there's no Shibud over there. The Rabbi Meir, sorry, he holds Shtar She'ein Bo Achrayas Nechasim, Shtar that doesn't
Achrayas Nechasim on it. Shem, hold on. Just a little spider walking by. Okay, the mayor holds a star shein rode achrayis nechasim ain gover lo min mishab div lo min bnei chari. This, you know, you can't get from anything over there. Rabbanan, however, they hold that their opinion is migva goveis. Given this principle, is that you can go and collect from it, and if he goes and he denies it, he's able to get messed over because he can take from his things that are not mishab, but therefore you don't go and return it. Aval kishchai moda, when he's maskim to it, tivrei koyach, so everyone agrees you return it. V'lo chashinan leper and lekununi, we're not worried about the trick and the shtick that they're working in cahoots together to go out and pull some sort of move in someone else. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, machlokas kishchai moda. Really, the machlokas is when the one who's chayev is moda to it. He admits to the fact that he owns something over here. So our mayor is saying that you give it back to the malve, again, if it doesn't have the shibud on it, of nechasim, of karka. To Rabbi Meir Sover, he says, shtar she'en bo chayis nechasim. It doesn't have a chayis nechasim. Mishabdei huda lo gabi. You can't get it from shibud, from the other from the properties of Aval Bnei Chori Migba Gavi. He says you can get it from the stuff over here. So therefore, you can go and give it to the Malve because the guy's admitting that he owes it. Rabbanan Tzavri Malve is saying, Mishabdi Nami Gavi. He's even going to get from Mishabdi. And therefore, you don't return it to the Malve, even though he's admitting to it, because by doing such a thing, the Lukuchos might end up getting messed over. Aval Kishain Chayev Modeh. If the Chayev is not Modeh, he doesn't agree to it. Divrei HaKol Lo Yachzer. Everyone says, you don't return it. The Chashin Leperon, we're worried about maybe it was paid up. Tanya Kava say, the Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Brisa Rabbi Yochanan. Utiyufta Rabbi Elazar Bechada. Utiyufta Dishmuel Betarti. We have a Brisa which says it goes according to Yochanan and it ends up being a Tiyufta Rabbi Elazar in one area and a Tiyufta Dishmuel Betarti in two areas. Let's see what the Braisa says. Matzah shtar chov, you find a shtar chov. That's a shtar on it. Says that somebody owes somebody else. V'yeshu mecharis nechasim, and it has a lien on it for the property. Afal pi sheshtei modim, even though everyone agrees, the malva and the love, that, you know, yeah, the malva lost it. Rashi says chashin lekanunya, we're worried about kanunya. Lo yachzer lo lezev lo zeh, we don't return it to either one of them because we're worried of kanunya, says Rashi. Ein mecharis nechasim, there's no mecharis nechasim on it to be able to get from the lukuchos. Bezman shalove moda, the time that the love is moda, Rashi says chayv lo that he owes it. I mean, the debtor or the borrower, Yachzer l'mav, you can go and return it to the mav. Rashi says, "Ein kan kanunya de lo gavi mi mishtabli." You can't take from mishtabli, which is no kanunya. Ain't a love moda, but if a guy's not moda to it, you say I owe you money. I say no, I don't. Lo yachzer lo zeh lo zeh, don't give it to either. Divrei Rabbi Meir is like a Rabbi Meir. Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer, he said, "Shtari sheyesh bahen achrayes nechasim." Gove min chasim mishubadim. V'sheim ben mechayis nechasim, gove min chasim b'nei chorin. V'chamamim, they say, echazeh v'echazeh. In both cases, gove min chasim mishubadim, you can get it from min chasim mishubadim. So it comes out clear that what? The Chacham Rabbi Meir, the way that Rabbi Yochanan says it. Te yufta Rabbi Elazar bechada. So now we see this knocks of Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel. Because he says, according to the mayor, shtar ein bo achrayis nechasim. A shtar does not have achrayis nechasim. I'm sorry, that doesn't have she'ein bo achrayis nechasim. Ein gova, eno gova min nechasim shabadim, velo min nechasim nechorin. V'ka'amar bein Rabbi Meir, bein Rabbanan, Rabbi Lazar is also saying, according to the mayor and Rabbanan, lo cheshin l'chanunya, we're not worried about a kanunya, some sort of tricky shticky. However, Ubraisa Gatani, the Braisa says, the Rimeir says, Shtar Shembo Chais Nechasim, Mimishab Dehu de Logavi, Hamibne Chorin, Migbagavi, Vikatani, Bein the Rabbi Meir, Bein the Rabbanan, Chashin the Kanun. We are worried about the Kanun. The Gatani went to the Braisa, Afa Pishishnaim Odim, even though the Mavin Lover both mask him to the fact that it was lost to give it, the Lo Yaksa Lo Lazev, Lazev, you can give it to either one. Amachashin the Kanun, we are worried about the Kanunya, which goes against what Rabbi Elazar said. Frank the Gemara, you said there's one Tiyufta in Rabbi Elazar, but Vaha Hani Tartehu. Over here, we just brought out two things. That one is that what, according to Rabbi Meir, one is not able to go and collect with something that doesn't have a Shibud, even from the debtor, if there's no lien on it, and two, that we need to be worried about them maybe working in cahoots together. Peep, turn the page. Yud Dalet Amanav says Gemara Chadahu. Really, this is only one shtickle that Rabbi Elazar is different from the Braisa. The Chad Tamu, because it's for one reason that is going against the Braisa. Going, it's not working with the Braisa. What does that mean? Says the Gemara Dimishum Dekamer Rabbi Elazar. Since Rabbi Elazar says machlokas b'she'ein chayev moda, that the machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is where the chayev guy, the one receiving, the debtor, doesn't admit to the fact he owes, who mitar tachi, that's why he's explaining this machlokas to Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim like this, which comes out to a double whammy on what the Braisa was actually saying. So it's really one thing that leads into a second thing. Now we're left with explaining what was the Tiyufta to Shmuel, Betarti, but we're going to hold that on until next time, folks. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.